Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hello and welcome back to Sofa Cinema Club. I'm Colson Smith, and as always, I'm joined by
Jack P. Shepherd,
Ben Price.
Part two of our live show, boys.
What is part two?
Part two is the extra shit.
I know.
The big quiz. Shut your mouth and listen to this.
Yeah, that's on Would You Rather's top five.
Would you rather?
If you've enjoyed listening to the first half, the second half is nothing like the first.
It's a banger.
It turns into panto, doesn't it? I remember, so we had the break. We had the break where we went back to the dressing rooms and we were buzzing, weren't we?
Yeah.
It's going well. People are enjoying it.
Tina came back at the end.
Oh, right.
But producer, you had your jacket.
As producer came back.
Producer Henry.
They're laughing. At the back, I can hear laughs.
It's and titters. More than titters.
We had the boss from Audio Always came in, was like, it's great. Really great. Go for it. Really enjoy it.
I've ordered 14,000 more t-shirts. And was that the jacket? Jack with the jacket on.
The sparkly jacket.
Yes, you won't be able to see that, but
you'll know what's going on.
It's a good second half, I think.
We were having a really good night. It was going well. So the second half, we just ramp it up and have some fun, don't we?
Yeah.
Yeah, good fun.
So I hope you guys have fun listening along to it now.
Hello. It's just me. I know, it's just me. It's really hard. I think so panto this, by the way. This is my career in 2 years' time. I think I've had an outfit change, by the way. Sofa Cinema Club merch is on now. We're about to do Sofa Cinema Club Extraterrestrial, Sofa Cinema Club Extra Time, whatever you want to call it. However, would you rather? Yeah, excited, are we? Yeah. Can't wait. Would you rather have another hour in the bar or have extra time? I'm going to need your help to get Jack and Ben back, okay? So let's have one big come on, Jack, and then let's have hello, and then let's have one big come on, Ben, and hopefully the boys will join us for the intro. Are you ready? After three, I want everyone to give it come on, Jack. Okay, you ready? 3, 2, 1.
Hello.
He's here. Here he is. Give him a clap. The outfit change.
Yeah.
Do you reckon we can get Ben back?
Yeah, let's come on, Ben.
Are you ready to get Ben back?
Yes.
3, 2, 1.
Come on.
He's got his glasses. Hello and welcome back to Sofa Cinema Club Extraterrestrial. You get yourself a suite, Ben. I'm Colson Smith, and as always, I'm joined by
Jack P. Shepherd,
Ben Price.
It's a bit like being in Predator.
The Sofa Cinema Club, as you know, is our podcast where we get together to educate each other on films. However, today is very special because we're live. We're back from the break and this is our extra time. In Sofa Cinema Club Extraterrestrial, we go all around the world to find out where you guys are listening to Sofa Cinema Club. We find out what you guys love, hate, and rate about Soap Cinema Club in Ben's reviews. And we've got some very special reviews today, haven't we?
We do.
We also do Jack's favourite feature of the lot, Would You Rather?
Yeah.
We debate on a top five of a certain topic within film. And Ben gives you all a watch on terrestrial TV. Ben.
Okay, right.
Extraterrestrial. Right, now, normally, I've got to read this. Normally, so we set up ET so you could watch something on terrestrial telly that you wouldn't be able to get on a streaming service. And every week I trawl through the TV guide to find something that I might want to watch and never think about the boys. But someone wrote in, and it's Charlotte Fletcher, and I've never done this before. But I thought her choice was really good, and I thought it's perfect for this live event. So here we go. Charlotte Fletcher, Fletcher, C95.
Hello.
Hello. That's a... Hi, guys.
Great start. Is that you, Charlotte Fletcher?
Hey.
Charlotte Fletcher there.
Are you there? Are you there? Is it you? Is it?
Don't worry, we won't put that in the live show. It's a family affair. We leave that stuff.
Guys, I think it's a pile of shit. I didn't know you were going to be. I really didn't know you were going to be here. Well, anyway, here we go. Well, this is for you. Hi, guys. First of all, thank you for keeping myself and many others entertained each week. I look forward to my commutes to work on a Monday and a Thursday more than any other days so I can listen to the latest episode of the podcast. Very good. I wanted to message you guys following Monday's ET episode and say, please, please, please watch Coda if you get a chance.
Very, very good very film.
Good. Very good film.
Coda made me cry.
Even if it's not for an episode, I myself a Coda and I watched this over the weekend. Funny and so relatable to myself and having a grown up with a deaf parent. Keep up the awesome work. SCC is mint and my absolute favourite podcast. Five stars. So there we go, Charlotte. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
That's Coda and you can see it on Apple TV.
I like that. It's a good... You two, have you seen it?
Yeah.
I haven't seen it.
It's a great film.
It's the scene on the pickup truck that broke me. Yeah, cried. Cried for a good while. I had to pause it.
Has anyone else seen it here?
Give it a watch.
Give it a watch.
We've seen it. We've seen it.
Jack's just telling his family.
Yeah.
We have. We've watched it.
We've seen it.
So on with the songs, you'll know. On Extraterrestrial, every single week, Ben picks a top five of a certain topic. And we debate on that top five and we put it into an order of 5-1 of the very best in this category. And it is set in stone forever. There are no comebacks. No one can make any comment because what we say is final. But obviously today we've got a bit of live reaction and we've got some help in us picking the top five. So Ben, what is this week's top five going to be on?
Okay, a bit of hush please. Jack said to me, don't make it shit. That's what he said on his notes from recording. Right, here we go. Ready, boys?
Yeah.
Yes.
Top five tear jerkers.
Hannah Montana.
What bit are you crying in that film?
90%. As well, the end. It's films that make you cry. Marley and Me.
Big vote there. Big vote. Keep going.
Homeward Bound.
Homeward Bound.
Is that with the dog?
Yeah, two dogs and the cat.
A Star Is Born.
Star Is Born's good.
The Champ. The Champ. Thank you.
You said that.
I said that. That is an absolute belter. Every time. The Champ. Yeah, I'm with you. Definitely. That's
Jack,
it.
Jack, what
that's
have you got?
It. I love you, Champ.
Inside Out when Bing Bong dies.
I think you've gone for a big vote there, haven't you?
That's big.
Up.
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 Up. Very good. Opening, anyone else?
Opening 5 minutes of Up.
He's got the balloons. What else? How many?
E.T.
Hold on.
E.T.
Jack, shall we delve into the
dead in the river
depths of the audience to find out what they're thinking?
If you want.
You go right, I'll go left.
Okay.
No, you go left, I'll go right. It's a crossover. Film makes you cry? Have a think.
Ghost. The pottery wheel.
The what?
The pottery wheel. Ghost.
Very good.
Anyone else? Warhorse.
Warhorse.
We've covered
Bambi.
That on an E.T.
I said Bambi.
We?
Anyone over here got that makes you cry? Hang on, Jack.
Green Mile.
One at a time. It's one at a time. This is my turn. Film that makes you cry.
Turner and Hooch.
Turner and Hooch. Anyone? Is that a tearjerker?
My girl.
My girl.
Macaulay Culkin with the wasps.
The Notebook.
The Notebook. Classic.
I'm alright at the moment. I won't be able to talk.
Not seen it.
The boy in striped pajamas.
The boy in the striped pajamas. Yeah.
What about Kramer versus Kramer? It got you.
Got me.
Got you. The Marriage Story.
Marriage Story, very good.
Very good. Anyone on my side got
Beaches?
Mamma Mia 2.
Beaches? I've not seen that. Ah! That's a new one, Beaches.
Got Mamma Mia 2 over here.
No.
You were.
Oh, is that when the school bag in hand?
No.
What's that one?
You were sat with me in the cinema when he's on the boat.
Come back.
Yeah, sorry. Me and Jack went to the cinema to watch Mamma Mia 2, and there's a part where Colin Firth is on the edge of the boat and he starts singing Dancing Queen. And
you went.
I did go.
Right.
Jack, I need you to put that into a top five.
Hold on. What are the five?
No.
But what are the five he's going to go for?
Well, there isn't. We don't know yet. He's got to tell her.
Hold on, right. I'm going to count you down. I'm going to count you from five to one.
What about the snowman? That's a good one.
When he melts. It's a tearjerker. Any kids seen that? They've absolutely cried.
That's good.
Right.
Hold on, what was that?
Bambi.
You said that.
Bambi, every day.
Ooh, Mufasa, when he dies in Lion King.
Yeah, Lion King gets it. Right.
This is a good top five.
We could be here forever.
This isn't shit.
And the first half overran by 40 minutes, so we can't be here forever. So, Jack, top five, starting at number five. Go for your reactions, but let's see. Number five.
Papa Doppler's Sisters.
It's great. Yogurt's never been the same.
I think Green Mile's big. Okay. When he gets the electric chair at the end and Tom Hanks has to electrocute him and kill him.
More than Bambi.
Spoiler alert.
More than Bambi.
Yeah.
Hang on.
So that's five.
Ooh. That's five, no comebacks. Four.
I liked...
I'm going to have to push you. Four.
I don't know. Four.
Yeah, you've blown it with that. Green Mile at
Pianist.
Five.
I really like the pianist.
Okay, I like this. What I also like is Jack is doing films that he likes and not what any of you have said.
The Green Mile.
You see, the ghost, Swayze and Demi Moore, I don't think that's teary at all.
I can't believe Montana's in the top three here.
The Penny Up the Door.
Number three.
Racing Stripes.
Zebra that wants to be a horse.
Why is that just me? Someone else.
We bought a zoo.
E.T. E.T.'s got to be in there, hasn't
E.T.'s
it?
E.T.'s up there.
E.T. at three.
E.T. be in there.
E.T. at three.
Three. So what are you two? What's
number
you
two?
I'd say Inside Out when Bing Bong gets forgotten about.
In at two.
What?
In at two. Did you cry when you watched that?
Oh, God, in the cinema. In the cinema. I watched it with my daughter. I looked at her, hard as nails, nothing. Nothing. And she was like 6, 5. And I'm like, Bing Bong.
This is a tearjerker.
Gone.
It all leads us to this moment. The number one tearjerker set in stone.
I don't think I've got one. You're going to have to come up with one.
You've only got four?
Yeah. I've blown my guns on them.
You're not going...
Have you got any? Why has it always got to be me? Sophie's choice.
Kez.
Kez is good.
Kez is number one.
No, but hold on. What is going to absolutely make you go?
Marley and me. Thank you.
No.
For many reasons.
Billy Elliot.
Should have been
me. I ain't that Jamie Bell.
We'll go that, Marley and me. If you
Marley and me at one. Perfect. Right. So, just to confirm.
It is.
Just to confirm. Number five.
What did I say? Green Mile.
Green Mile at five.
Number four.
Pianist. I liked that.
Number three. E.T.
E.T.
Number two. Inside.
Bing Bong.
Number one.
Marley and me.
That's the top five. Set in stone. No comebacks. You can say no, but it don't matter, does it? Because we're in charge and we've picked.
I don't blame you for saying no.
Listen, none of you were jumping out with any big guns, were you?
I hate your Bambi.
Bambi, no.
The Champ.
Champ's good.
E.T. Anyway.
Titanic.
We're moving
Titanic.
On. We're going to go into the next section, which is where Ben goes all around the world to find out where you guys are listening to Sofa Cinema Club. And Ben takes any method of transport that he wants to
take
to go around the world. Tonight, Ben, what method of transport have you selected?
DeLorean, I'm going to the DeLorean.
No, we've done it, haven't we? Haven't we done it? No? All right, do that one then.
I'll do the... Thank you. I'd fucking forgotten. I said to Coulson before, is there anything I forgot? He went, no. Motor chat, DeLorean.
Okay, so tonight's Chad Chat is going to be a little bit different, so you've got to bear with us. So, Jack, stand up. Stand here. So, this is where we need your help, okay? So, Ben...
Does everyone know how this works, Chad Charts?
Yeah.
Am I standing here?
Yeah. Oh. So, Ben is going to pick a city from around the world, and you guys need to help us guess how many people have listened to Sofa Cinema Club in that city in the last 7 days, okay? So, Jack, you are team leader for Team Left.
Good team left.
I myself am team leader for team right. Yes, team right. Yeah, have it.
Team left.
What's your team name?
Left.
Are you sticking with left?
Boots. No, you need a film name. Film name.
Team Sloth. That's what we'll be.
Whoa.
Team Sloth.
Aren't you happy you're on Team Montana? Right. This is how it's going to work, okay? So, me and Jack are at the front. We're going to try and be everywhere, but we're against each other. We're not working together. Ben is going to name a city from around the world. The countdown theme is going to start, and at the end of the countdown song, me and Jack have to be back here to give our answer. Do we all understand? Jack, more importantly, do you understand?
I think so, yeah.
Okay.
I'll follow you.
Price?
Okay, here we go. First up, Copenhagen. Thank you. Anyone? Hold on. Hold the fuck on. Hold on. Whoa.
He's got a fact.
Put the numbers back. I've got a 600,000...
numbers back.
It took a while. 600,000 people. It's in Denmark. It's 6 degrees at the moment. Go.
Copenhagen.
How many? 15, 12, 12. Low.
Copenhagen.
Low. No. Is that what you think? You think low, though? Low. How many thousand did he say? 600,000.
I've not watched Countdown. I don't know how long I've got.
Not long. 15 not long. Seconds. Long it's going to start.
Four. Low. Low.
Yes.
Seven. No. You're going lower than them. Right.
Oh, no.
Okay.
Right. I don't know about you, but I have had every single number from 1 to about 17, which isn't very helpful.
Yeah, that's what I got.
Okay,
hold on. First up, I'm going to Team Montana. Team Is it Montana?
Yeah.
Team Montana. What's your answer?
Team Montana, and we are going 6.
Oh, that's interesting.
Oh, okay. Okay, there's 600,000 people there. Okay, fine. 6. Fine. Team Sloth. I'm not sure about your name, really. But
Team Sloth, we're going 7.
Ooh,
no, it's not a cop-out.
Dirty
game. I had it in my head because 2 people said 7, and that was the only number that was repeated twice. So that's why we went 7.
We're back in boots. I can see that, right? Copenhagen, 600,000 people. 8.
Oh! Do we win? Do we win?
No, no one wins. No one wins.
Oh, you, this is shit.
You were the closest.
Yeah. So, yeah.
No. Team Sloth were the closest, but wouldn't
but they don't win. So, 0-0.
Oh. Okay, here we go.
Next up.
Bit of silence, please. Here we go. Brisbane. Brisbane. Ooh. Brisbane. 220. No. 2.2 million people. 220 million people. It's 28 degrees.
It's what?
28 degrees at the moment in Brisbane. It's their summer. So there we go. 2.2 million. Think about how many people. That's what's going to give you. Ready and go.
Brisbane.
I got to the back now.
20, 82, 82.
Brisbane.
29. 87. You're 200. High. We're around that.
Big.
Honey,
I'm a Celebs filmed there. Over.
I'm 32. A Celebs filmed there. Insider knowledge Low. There. I'm a Celebs there.
18.
Any numbers?
60.
3.
Hundreds.
4.
Hundreds. Big. Big.
Jack can go first this time because I went first last time.
So this is how many people listen to Sofa Cinema Club in 7 days in Brisbane.
We're going big, Team Sloth. We're going 41. Yeah.
Ballsy.
I got a few hundreds at the back.
Do you know what? So I had quite a lot around the 20. I had the odd 87, but then someone looked at me, direct eye contact, and went, 36. That's where I am, 36.
41.
7 days, 36. Come on, Team Montana.
186.
Said big. That's it, 2-0.
It doesn't work like that.
2-0.
You haven't got them.
2-0. And for the win. Right, here we go. You ready?
Is this last one?
This is it.
Popular in Brisbane. Maybe our next live show should be in Brisbane.
So here we go. Guatemala City. I like it when I
Where's
say
that?
Them.
I've got
and then
wear.
Everyone thinks they go, are we okay? Yeah. Like they go, well, I've been there and I've listened. So 995,000 people. It's 23 degrees at the moment. Guatemala City. You ready?
Where is it?
Guatemala.
Okay, it's in Guatemala.
Does that really change it, though? Like, wherever. Yeah. Go.
Go.
What do you reckon?
Which continent?
5.
2.
He's always got one in him.
Does anyone know
he's
which
always
continent?
Got one in him.
Guatemala. Is it South America?
Low.
Okay. Low.
100?
Low.
In Guatemala
low.
City?
1. Low.
5. 1. Yeah. 1.
No.
There's a lot of
low.
With our team. Team Montana know what we're doing.
Okay.
Team Montana are happy. Final answer.
Yeah.
Final answer.
Yeah.
But I'm going to get in before him. 1. 1. 1.
Fucking hell. Hey, hold on.
He's going for a one.
He's going for a one.
He's always got one in him.
I've always gone for, what a catchphrase. right, clearly we know where you went in there quick, so he can't.
Yes, so he can't copy.
He can say one if he wants.
I can.
You made that up.
Like this is made up. It's like it's tennis. No, you can't do that. How many are you saying?
I could be shitty and say 2, so anything higher and I win.
But it doesn't work like that, Jack. I don't know if you know.
Yeah, it does, though. it actually does. It actually does work like that.
Henry, will you get rid of them, please?
I tell you what, that's how numbers work.
We'll go two.
Teams. It don't matter unless it's two and then.
Oh,
right.
Okay.
Ben, hit us. Okay. Come on, Team Montana.
Guatemala City.
One.
Yeah!
So. We have just been
down to Guatemala City at the end.
We have just been all around the world. We've been to Copenhagen, we've been to Brisbane, and we've been to Guatemala City. Well, at least one of us has. But Ben, has anyone from any of those three cities around the world got in touch to tell us what they love, hate, and rate about the podcast?
No.
Great.
There we go.
Has anyone who might be in this room or has anyone who might be on our Patreon been in touch to give us an extra special review for the live show?
Okay, here we go. Claire. Hands up, please. Hi, Claire. Who should be sat with Tracy. Perfect. Ian Watt.
They've not fallen out in the first half. That's
there
a good
go.
Sign.
And Thomas. Great. I think you can tell that the lads and producer Henry, big shout out actually. Can we just have a little appreciation for producer Henry?
Hey.
I think he really is. He's really good and really nice. And he really, as you can see, he keeps us all. This is, yeah, a bit trim. Producer, have a great friendship. It's like listening to your mates having a laugh. The little things that are funny that have happened in the week, the animal encounters, the genuine arguments when the lads don't agree. The podcast in no way feels set up.
No.
Everyone's honest, even if it's an unpopular opinion. The jobs, horrific by the way, on the whole, from Coulson.
Whoa.
Although, thanks to Ben, I'm currently out in the Wild West alone with my horses. It's getting lonely. I might have to look for a second job due to the cost of living and no horses being required at present. Two laughy faces emoji.
Second subscription, second job.
Woo. I'm also highly allergic to horses. Oh, the covery face emoji. That one.
The monkey eyes.
Yeah, that's it. There we
monkey
go.
Monkey eyes.
Ian. There we go.
Head of catering.
Head of catering.
There he is.
Head of catering.
You got a cook last week, didn't you? You'll be well happy with that. Whoa.
There's Ian, there's nothing I hate other than the weeks between series. Love Jack's Gem and know where people listen in the world. But would love to know how many in Leeds.
Interesting. Yeah.
Yeah,
it's we're really not doing local.
Tim Baxton when it goes one.
You're all in this room.
You can do the M62, you can do Castleford.
Well, what's the M62, isn't that? Leeds to Birmingham. What's that? It's about 20 miles, isn't it? Leeds to Birmingham, Jack.
Here we go. Lauren Padley, I love it all. The only thing I don't like is how much money I'm paying to Amazon each week to be ready for Thursday's episode.
Same. By the way,
same.
Back to the future, yeah? Is that you?
Oh, it's you. Oh, hi. Hi. Yeah, nice. Thank you.
In
Lauren. Oh, nice. Well, it is a... I mean, she's there. We can't just pie her off. She's there. She's paid her ticket. She got to the front. Thank you. But you are worth it, I suppose, for the entertainment you bring us. Keep up the brilliant work.
Thank you.
Jade Steadman, no longer living in the UK, but looking forward to listening later.
Guadeloupe City. Guatemala City.
Yeah.
Did you say Guadeloupe?
Guadeloupe City.
Guadeloupe.
A mixture of two places. I love it all. I love some of the Corrie stories too, as I'm such a huge fan of Corrie. What I don't like is that the episodes aren't long enough.
Oh, well, tea it, tea.
I really look forward to taking the dogs out for the morning walks on a Monday and Thursday. You baby chuckle down the street like a mad woman way too many times.
Thank you.
There we go. Oh, no, got one more. Victoria Beckley. Not here, but looking forward to hearing it. Okay. Can be asked. Love her every ep. I'm just going to listen. I'm not going to do it. I can't be asked. I finish work. I'm just going to listen.
Paying £12.50 for that shite.
Love every ep and look forward to Mondays and Thursdays. I got half listened to on the way to work and finish it on the way home. Good plan. Would like some more YouTube eps where you go off and do something. The cooking episode was hilarious.
Yeah.
Very good. So all of those special reviews came from our Patreon, which is our paid-for subscription platform. And that's kind of where we have a little bit of free reign to try some different things. And a couple of months ago, we did try something different. And it kind of worked. But it means putting Jack in the role with responsibility.
Oh, yeah, it does.
So
he's forgotten.
He has forgotten, because he shouldn't be on stage right now. So
hang on.
On Patreon, we had a quiz. In fact, it was Jack who had a quiz. And that quiz was called Shut Your Mouth and Listen to This. And tonight, in Manchester, for one night only, Jack is in. A round of applause for the quizmaster, please. There he is. Ben, we're on our feet here. We're on our feet here. I'm off back to Team Montana.
Yeah, I need your Team Sloth down there.
Do you want to change your name, or are you sticking with it?
No, sticking with it, aren't
yeah.
we?
Yeah.
Yes, we are.
Right.
Look at the size of that jacket.
I know.
I tell you what, Taylor.
It is actually one of Jack's own.
Yeah, yeah. It's a small.
He wore it to the podcast awards where we didn't win. So, how's this work?
Okay,
this is going to work? You don't know how it's going
to
work.
Do you want to tell everyone, or do you want me to?
But you don't know how it's going to work.
I do, in a way.
Okay,
you
shall I?
Jack,
you do it.
I'll tell everyone.
Okay, go on.
So Jack has 5 true or false questions for everyone, okay? And we're working in teams. Team Montana versus Team...
Sloth.
Sloth.
All right, we can shout loud
strong
too.
Shout. The bar's been open.
So what's going to happen is Jack is going to give us a true or false question. And if you think it's true, you have to put not one hand in the air,
but both hands in the air, yeah, okay?
Two.
It's double hand. If it's not double hand, it don't count. Me and Jack fought two hands.
That's been my slogan all my life.
If you think it's false, no hands, okay? If you think it's false, no hands. So we're going to have a trial, aren't we, Jack? You've got a trial, true or false. Oh. This counts for nothing, okay? This is a rehearsal, okay? So Team Montana, if you think it's true...
Hold on. They're all film facts, aren't they?
They're all film facts. This one is. I've researched these on the internet, okay? So this is my quiz, and you're going to have a good time.
Right. Let's just try it out, see if it works.
Try it out. I've got a warm-up question. If you think the answer's true, you put both hands up in the air. Yeah.
I can't even do it.
There you go. Yeah.
Right? If you think it's false, don't do anything.
Yeah.
Yeah. Am I the best member of Sofa Cinema Club? True or false?
So, if you think that's true, it's double hands up if you think it's true.
That's a bit shit.
Do what you want.
I think that's a bit shit.
So,
fucking hands down, Team Slot.
At this point, when the hands are up,
that's
the countdown music will play.
Yeah.
By the end of the countdown music, Jack has to make his decision. So, Jack, what do you think Team Montana were? Were they true or false?
So, if you had your hands up in the air, the answer is true. So, you win. Okay.
Right. Are you happy?
I'm happy now.
Okay.
You ask the question, and then you pick who's true or false.
I pick a side, basically. If there's more hands up on this side, you lot fall into the catchment area of it being true.
So, basically, we are relying on Jack to be fair. Okay.
Yeah.
No chance.
That's what we're relying on here. Right, Jack.
His girlfriend's
Yes.
Okay. I think this side's going to win.
That I've got Hani, Kari, Mum and Eater. So Team Montana is...
They're on your team.
Yeah, just so you know. Right, countdown music ready?
Yeah.
Jack.
Okay.
Hold on, what's the question?
I'm going to tell you now. So true or false, Spielberg has 3 Oscars.
Make them easy!
No, they're not. They're not easy.
Hands up. Double hands for true. Hands down for false. You can put them up whenever you're ready. You can put them up whenever you're ready. Not got long. I think we go true. Are we going true? Are you confident we're going true, Team Montana here? Yeah? Is anyone against true? Does anyone know the answer against it? No? Right, we're going true. Come on, Team Montana. Let's be ready. Get them hands up if you think it's true.
Oh.
Oh, I've had some people back out.
Right in at the end.
I had some back out at the end.
Right, hang on. Just let me have a quick look. Right.
Keep there.
I think you've got a clear cut there, Jack.
A clear cut? What, this side?
That's true.
Okay, put your hands down. This don't side's down. Go. Put your hands down. This side's going true. You lot are going false. Yeah. I'm sorry. You are. But the answer's true.
Yeah!
Does anybody want to have a go at naming them? Yes? Who said yes? Who said yes? No, do you know him? You don't know him?
Say one. Schindler's List.
He won Best Director for Schindler's List, and he won Best Director for Saving Private Ryan. No. It's actually, he won Best Film for Schindler's List as well, because he produced it. So those are his three.
Right, next question, good please, question. Jack. Team next Montana, question. 1-0
next
up.
Next question. Okay. Monster House was the first animated feature film, true or false?
I might know the answer. Well, actually, I think this is a trick question, technically. What are we saying? Monster House. It's a really scary cartoon.
No one knows what the
was fuck it the
is.
First... Hands up for true, hands down for false. I think we're going false. We're going false. Okay. Going false.
Gone down. A big ship bomb.
Right, hold up, we're all going. Everyone's gone false.
Oh, my only concern is, false. I have read this on the internet somewhere for me to say it. I have seen this.
So I think you've got to explain
a bit of context. Coulson covered a film on the Soap Cinema Club, which was Monster House.
It's very scary.
You can't read my writing. I'll defy anybody if they can. You covered a film, didn't you? Monster House,
yeah.
On the Soap Cinema Club. And you said it was the first feature film that was an animation.
Yes.
And it came out in 2006.
Yes. The first ever animation is the words that I used.
Yes, and the actual correct answer is Snow White.
Well done, Team Montana.
I think everybody, you're smarter than me. I don't think anybody went true for that.
No.
2-1, 2-1.
It can't be 2-1. We already had two questions.
1-0. That one's void. Draw. 1-0.
Why is that, 1-0. Why is that void? Is that not a point each?
False.
Yeah, which I think is right, isn't it? So it's a point each.
Yeah, but what's the point? You just scrap right. It, don't you?
All right, well, we're still in the lead, so it doesn't matter.
Yeah. He's got the jacket on.
I've got the jacket
shut
on.
Your face.
Shut your face. And
you haven't even said your thing.
I said it once. Shut your face and listen to this. Okay, which horror film made more money, The Exorcist or Jaws? Now, just a bit of information, hang on.
Hello, steady on there.
Now, these are quite close. There's only... like 28 million in it. So one made 470 million and one made 442 million.
Right, I hate to piss on your chips, but how do we do the hands?
I'm going to tell you. It's hands up for Exorcist.
That's not true or false, yeah?
I say it's a 50-50 question, though.
All right, well...
So it works. Hands up for Exorcist.
Good to know you've read the brief.
Hands down for Jaws.
Hands up for Exorcist. Hands down
what do we think it
for
is?
Jaws.
What made more money? One was 470 million and one was 440 million.
Hands up for what?
Hands up for Exorcist. Hands down for Jaws.
Your mum's gone ballsy. She's gone hands up here.
She's gone ballsy.
Are you convinced Team Montana should be following suit? How convinced? Not very. Ooh.
Is it?
Oh, shit. Oh, no, we're false. We're
tight,
false
that's
here.
Tight.
I think you've got to... I don't know, to shit show.
Keep them up. Keep them up. If you've picked Exorcist, keep them up.
Ooh, got a few more creeping in late on.
No, you've got... right, okay. Hands down, everyone.
So what am I team?
I don't know.
This side, all the back, pissed on your chips and chose Exorcist. That's incorrect. Jaws wins.
We don't even need to think about it.
No. I want a revo.
Okay. So that's it, one all.
That's it, one all.
Two questions to go.
Arnold Schwarzenegger was a lion tamer. True or false? He's a lion tamer.
Lion Tamer.
Straight
Lion
true or false?
Hands up
true.
For true.
Hands up for true.
But both hands up for true. Come on, Team Montana, we need to pull it back here.
Arnold Schwarzenegger was a lion tamer. Let's true be confident or false. That.
Get them hands up. Let's go
hands
for it.
Hands up is true, I think.
It's thick as a team.
Yeah, when he was 16 years old, was he a lion tamer? True
give
or
us an
false?
Age. Give us an age. Get your hands up.
Okay.
Yes, good point.
The answer...
John.
The answer...
Yeah.
...is false.
Ooh.
Yeah!
This team wins.
Yeah!
But, hang on.
Hello.
Christopher Walken was a lion tamer when he was 16 years old.
Was he?
Yeah. Worked in a circus.
Good
taming
stat.
Lions.
Good stat.
Good. Right. Last one.
Hold on. So hold on. We're 2-1 ahead. This is for the draw.
This is the decider. This, let, we can, we're on the
it's
comeback.
It's not decider.
We can pull it back. We can
draw.
Pull it back.
Right.
Everyone
last
wants
one.
To draw.
Okay. Tom Cruise turned down $300 million to appear in Avatar. True or false?
Anyone think they know it? We need this for the decider. Is there anyone in the audience who thinks they know it?
I think Matt Damon turned it down.
No. You think you know it? How confident?
True if you think Tom Cruise turned down $300 million to appear in Avatar.
It is very random, but we're talking about Jack. Are we going for it or are we staying false? What are we reckoning? There's a lot of hands down here.
A lot of hands down.
We should have split to be safe, Montana. We should have split to be safe.
Right, no one in the audience on this side has got the hands up.
Yeah.
So they all know the correct answer. They must do. Not a single person. The correct answer is false. Yeah. But...
It was Matt Damon.
It was Matt Damon.
Wow.
Turned down $300 million to be in Avatar. He got offered 10% of the box office, which was $3 billion. So he would have earned $300 million if he was in Avatar.
So I think that means Team Sloth wins! Yes! Oh, what a result. What a result.
I am gutted. So it's going to be quite a somber note now for me to draw this show to an end. But before we do draw it to an end, there is one part of Extraterrestrial which was new to this year. And my own mother
Inception.
Actually thought we invented this, didn't she?
She thought we invented the game, Would You Rather?
Where's your mum?
She's hidden. She's hidden on the back.
Did she leave at the interval? She's there at the back.
What is it she said? She went, someone else is having a go at Would You Rathers.
She rang me up and she went, the best-selling book, Would You Rather? You need to take these to court. It's been
and
around
someone's invented
years.
Fire and wheels.
So, Ben, before we
right,
leave,
here we go.
Let's have the final note, the would you rather, for me and Jack to debate.
Right, here we go.
Ben's been worried all week about this.
As we come to this section,
there can be
the
a
caveat
bit shit.
To this section every time we do the podcast is, this could be a bit shit. Because I never know how they're going to go. Right. Would you rather say every thought out loud?
Not tonight, you wouldn't, would you? Could you imagine that? Shit!
Hold on. I was a thief.
Would you rather
say every thought out loud or never speak again?
Don't jump in, have a think.
What do you think?
See, I famously answer these questions very early, don't I, very quickly.
Go early. Right, hold on. I always read it twice, and I'm going to do that again. Here we go. Would you rather say every thought out loud or never speak again?
See, I might be overthinking this. But every thought, I mean, your brain sends signals all over your body all the time. So if it's like, open the door, lift your hand up, blink,
If it's that shit, or it's, you're constantly talking.
I don't think it's that. Walk, left, right. Look, it's fucking not that. That's what it's, I mean. Oh, this food is shit. Or I've never liked them. It's that kind of thought, isn't it? It's not like walking, where's
my
key?
The way I know the three of us is saying every thought out loud could be pretty dangerous.
Has anyone got any strong feelings here? You've got a strong feeling. Okay, are you going to tell me or are you never going to speak again?
If I had to say everything out loud, no one would ever speak to me again.
Very, very interesting.
Good point.
We're
remind me
to
get to know you. So you're never speaking again?
Probably best, yeah.
How? Okay. You don't think you could change your thoughts? See, this is another thing to think about. You get it all out, and then you become known as the person who speaks their mind.
Yeah.
And people don't mind.
Yeah. Interesting.
Do that?
Yeah.
What do you think?
Cheat. Cheat. Can't cheat. Can't be a werewolf through the day and not a werewolf at night. I think I'm at my answer.
Okay.
And I think I was at it pretty quickly. I don't think I'd ever speak again.
Would you not?
You can't speak now. That's it. Fuck the podcast.
I can hear it, can't I? But I think I just have a whiteboard. You know, in school when you used to do sponsored silences, yeah, I'd be like that. It'd ruin my job, but there's not much hope for that anyway.
Oh yeah, your job.
Your job. That thing we do.
Oh yeah. No, I'd have to speak. I think I'd pretty much say what.
Could you imagine that? You'd be in a scene with me going, "You're shit," and that's not the line. No, it was my fault. That's how it'd be.
Yeah. I think I'd just.
I think you already say, "Where's your mum?"
You do say a lot.
He already says what's in his head, doesn't he?
A lot of the time.
Because you do as well. Sometimes, yeah. The shepherds are the same. I think you're going to say what's in your head, aren't you?
Yeah.
And talk, you are.
There's no holding back.
And you're not speaking?
I think I'm not going to speak. Which is interesting. Maybe I've made the wrong decision. It's hard, this. It is.
What are you doing?
Do all you guys, when you listen to the Would You Rather, do you debate as much as we do, or do we?
Yeah, you got to.
You got to.
It's hard, isn't it?
That's the whole point. I'm saying what's in my head.
Yeah.
Have it. Because I can't not speak.
Yeah, that's terrible.
You're just going to have to. It'd be a bit gnarly for the first week.
Oh, God, yeah.
And then it'd be fine.
I might change my mind. I might go with you. I don't know now. If I speak, I keep my job and we can keep the podcast going and we might be able to do another live show.
Okay,
so shall I go?
Hey! Hey!
Right. That is just about all we have time for tonight. It's been an absolute pleasure to be here with you guys and to have you in our company. Before we go, I just want to say a massive thank you and a huge shout out to producer Henry. And all of the team at Audio Always that produce this podcast and make it possible for us to be here on stage today. And I haven't told Jack and Ben this bit because this is kind of Coulson living his childhood moment out, okay? But before I go into that, I just want to make it clear that after the show in the bar, there will be a little stall in the corner which has mugs, t-shirts, any of that. If you want to buy it, if you find Paul, he's there, he's got a card machine, you can buy away at your heart's content. Christmas is just round the corner. I was meant to get that in earlier, but I forgot, so I'm going to get that in now. But yeah, so how to end the show. And this was a big debate amongst us, wasn't it? And we never quite got the right answer.
This is a whole night.
I've got the right answer. That was meant to go on the floor.
It was a bit violent.
So, we mentioned at the start of the show that this podcast came from, like, me loving one film in particular, and a lot of my films feature music. Okay? Yeah? And this is a very serious emotional moment. What is the best movie anthem ever? There's so many songs that we could go out and we could say goodnight to.
I don't think there is.
I think I have found the perfect song. Producer Henry, could you just start to play that for me? Yeah? Do you remember this? Do you remember the tune? Yeah? Remember the clapping? Got a bit of the clapping? Yeah? It'd have been good if we learned the dance, but we did.
Clapping.
Can you clap? Can you clap? There we go. Everybody, I just want to say a massive thank you for coming out tonight. The three of us have been the Soap Cinema Club. I'm Colton Smith.
Jack Pinchot.
Ben Frey. Thank you for coming tonight. Hope you had a wonderful night. We've loved it.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. And if you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. It streamlines your processes to make your business more efficient, which makes you less busy. Mail checks, invoices, legal documents, and everything you need to keep your business running with Stamps.com. Seamlessly connect with every major marketplace and shopping cart. Schedule package pickups and see your cheapest and fastest shipping options from different carriers. With rates up to 89% off USPS and UPS rates. And with the Stamps.com mobile app, you can take care of mailing and shipping wherever you are. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Sign up with code PROGRAM for a 4-week trial, plus free postage and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. That's Stamps.com. Code PROGRAM.